A former leader in the D.C. public school system was frustrated. Black history was always confined to Black History Month, which is the shortest month if you're counting. So she started a new education venture. Here's NPR's Anya Kamenetz.
I bet your English class never sounded like this.
Y'all hate is corny with the lack of diverse texts. Got me reading books and I can't even represent.
Go with to apologies Barnes to Beyonce, that's a video trailer for a class called Lit Information.
I've read all of those, so please tell me what's next. My favorite Jason Reynolds got me some George Johnson.
It's just one of the offerings from a new online course platform called Reconstruction.
History begins in Africa, right? It begins where we started, in the cradle of our civilization. And the kingdoms and the universities and the civilizations that happened way before slavery.
That's Kaya Henderson. She founded Reconstruction as a startup to give Black kids a space to learn about their history, their culture, and identity. Kind of like how her Jewish friends growing up had Hebrew school, she said.
I'll say hipper, cooler Hebrew school for Black kids.
There are live video chat classes on the platform on soul food cooking, Black activists, storytelling skills through West African griot, even a class called Black Shakespeare.
We are examining the plays through some lens that has to do with African Americans.
Henderson used to lead the Washington, D.C. public schools. There, she worked to include more Black history in the curriculum. She says it's often given short shrift.
There's a meme on Instagram running around where the teacher literally is like, so first there was slavery and then there was civil rights. We're moving right along.
For example, when Nia Warren was growing up in New Jersey and attending a mostly white private school,
I didn't get to hear a lot about the things that Black people did besides like MLK and these kind of token figures.
Now Warren is taking a gap year from Harvard and teaching for Reconstruction over Zoom.
One of my classes was like all Black girls, and that just like made me so happy because I never had like a Black female teacher.
I absolutely loved it, even though it was another Zoom, which I was originally not a big fan of.
Zoe Cobb is 11 and lives in Chicago, where she's going to school online. She also took the Lit Information class this winter.
We read the book Ghost Boys, so it was kind of like a book club filled with kids of color.
Ghost Boys by Jewel Parker Rhodes is about a young boy killed by police.
He becomes a ghost, and he meets all these other ghost boys of Black kids who got shot by police officers.
Kaya Henderson says Reconstruction is proudly extracurricular. Individual families can sign up for just $10 a class, with usually 10 classes per session. But with the pandemic pushing so much more learning online, they've been partnering with school districts too.
We felt like there were ways to take the academic standards and content and bring them alive in a blackety-black way.
Like in a math class called Cypher, named after the hip-hop practice of standing in a circle and trading verses.
This one it was, a cypher. 360 degrees, a cypher.
It's all intended to fulfill Henderson's long-term vision. For Black kids to be exposed to learning that gives them both windows on the wider world and mirrors to see themselves.
I like my books to look like me, mirrors and windows. I can read with the...
Anya Kamenetz, NPR News.
Earned all these A's, but they never take the reader out, man. I got Black books in my bag, swag.